John Petherham and Janice Newton interview David Henderson. Many enterprises and industries around Cabbage Tree, November 2021.
Wondered if you wanted to have a little bit more before you two talk about the main business and industries in the time Cabbage Tree was really very active. John said there was a brewery.
Yes, there was. That was
Quinn's?
Quinn's Brewery, yes. It's described in this book.
Yeah.
One of these books, yes. Yeah. And there was they used to get their water from out the other side of Newland to make their beer. They didn't rely on the cruiser quarter out of Slaty Creek.
Hotels?
There was, well, apparently there was two near the brewery. Okay. One was called the Australasia, some memory going.
It's in the book though, is it?
Yeah.
I read that.
And there was one owned by a fella called Birdseye Martin. Yeah.
Which was Kangaroo Hotel?
I don't know about a Kangaroo Hotel, but most of these hotels were just sort of
shacks.
They were shacks.
Yeah, shacks in those days. The Kangaroo Gully goes up, comes down into Pikes right up the top.
Right.
Cabbage Tree. It would have been the extent of Cabbage Tree, I suppose. Well, yeah. Kangaroo Gully wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have been in Cabbage Tree, but I just got Pikes and that on here.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
But that gully coming down into Pikes is Kangaroo Gully.
What about shops, anything?
Any bakeries or anything like that?
There was a Chinese shop up where it says Mrs. Venables, where the painting in the museum is Mrs. Venables. It ended up as Bonaldo's. There was a Chinese shop there, and I read somewhere where Fred the German was the attendant there. He must have come down and did some sluicing this side of Cabbage Tree Hill.
Tape after phone call. Just some final questions, I think. We were talking about the Fred the German, an attendant at the Chinese shop.
He was, apparently he was up at, we had a book we sell at the museum.
Then there were these orchards and a winery, or was that just a private winery? Or?
Yes. Yeah. It wouldn't have been on a major scale either. Okay. Not like today's wineries. Okay. I don't think there was much business up there in that.
Yeah.
There was a fellow who had a boot snobbery.
Okay.
What's it called, a boot?
Boot snobbery. He made boots and mended them.
Oh. Snobbery.
His name was...
I think it's in the book.
So yes, it is.
So this period when all the businesses were there was more in the 1860s and 70s, was it?
We went through to the... So the school closed in 1930,
And I think you said the dredging was still going on in 1926 or something.
Yes, yes. That would have been quite a lot of time after that the dredge eventually got right through to Cabbage Tree. And
yeah, so I'm surprised the school had enough children until 1930.
1930 it closed.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Or
1862.
Oh. 1868 to 19.
And you said that Polinelli was Italian, and did many other Italians stay?
He's the only Italian name that I know.
Yeah.
My uncle bought the place when Polinelli left.
Right.
My uncle bought the place and rented it to us for a couple of years. Then he moved in, when he married and moved into it himself.
Right. Right. I'm just trying to think then.
The Manila people too.
Yeah.
Manila people worked Mopoke Gully.
And they were Spanish Chinese, from the Philippines.
Yes, from Manila. And they, most of those came from California. The Californian rush just was before ours.
Yeah.
And they moved from California to here.
Yeah.
But they, through Manila.
Yeah.